Welcome to the Live, Laugh, and Love podcast. It is my prayer that you're living your life to the fullest, laughing through the ups and downs, and loving others as Christ loves you. This is your fabulous host, Minister Devon, bringing you the truth with lots of inspiration and a whole lot of love. Now let's get into it. Today's scripture I'm coming from, Philippians 3:13. I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. My title is Forgetting What Is Behind. I would love to forget some things that are behind, and there are some stuff is hard to forget. That's you want to leave behind, or you may not want to leave behind. One thing that I want to forget is being so sick. One day I'm fine, next day I'm not. One minute I'm fine, and the next minute I'm not. One second I can sound like myself, and the next minute I don't know whose voice is coming from my voice box. Sometimes I don't even recognize myself. But we all go through disappointments and setbacks and things that we don't understand. Maybe you prayed for a loved one, but they didn't get well. Or maybe you worked hard for a promotion and you didn't get it. You stood in faith for a relationship and it didn't work out. One of the best things you can do is to release it. Let it go. Don't dwell on it anymore. If you go around wondering why things didn't work out, all that will lead to is bitterness and resentment and self-pity. Who wants that? Before long, you'll be blaming others and blaming yourself and sometimes even blaming God. But you may not understand what happened. It may not even been fair. But when you release it, it's an act of your faith. You're saying, God, I trust you. I know you're in control. Even though it didn't work out my way, you said all things are going to work together for my good. So I believe you still have something good in my future. There's power in letting go of the past and the frustration of trying to figure everything out. When you release your questions, you are saying, God, you are in control. I trust you. And when you put your hope in God, that's when he can heal your heart and he can lead you into victory. Think about this. Adapt the Apostle Paul's attitude this morning or this afternoon or evening, whenever you're listening to this. Shake off any ashes of yesterday's discouragements and disappointments and say to yourself, I'm not going to look back anymore at the mistreatment or the times when I got the short end of the stick. I'm not looking to the left or looking to the right. I'm looking straight ahead and I'm pressing forward, knowing that God has good things in store for me. Father, I love you and thank you for your continued faithfulness in my life. Today, I give you my hurts and questions. I release my frustrations and disappointments. I choose to trust you with my life, even when I don't understand all things. Father, help me to forgive those who have hurt me and to let go of the past. Heal my heart and restore my soul. Show me the good plan you have for my future as I keep my mind fixed on you today, tomorrow, and forevermore. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Until next time, live your life to the fullest, laugh through the ups and downs, and love others as Christ loves you.